Now we're rocking out. All right, so we've got former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. He's running for governor of the state of Wisconsin. And I was talking about the fact that, you know, we need someone that has experience standing up to all of this. And you did that in especially 2020. Talk about that. Like, I can't, I mean, that, it, and when I say talk about that, every day, dude.
Every day was something.
Oh, my God.
Every day was something. It was relentless. It was, there was, it felt like no end in 2020. But the thing about that, and I say this often, 2020 prepared me
for
this moment.
Yeah.
Just given that every day we had to expect the unexpected. As you said, there was no way 15 years ago you could have predicted that an unaccountable force would be showing up in communities causing harm. You know, I am just always reminded in 2020, it felt like just it was a light switch.
Yeah.
It was on and off in a matter of days, and things don't happen that quickly. Life changed for everybody. Life got increasingly more difficult and uncertain for so many folks. There was the health aspect. There was the social aspect. Yeah. There was the education aspect. There was the economic aspect. So many different factors that we had to consider, all while trying to keep ourselves safe in the process. And so having the chance, you know, to really look at what that impact was, you know, making the hard calls, but most importantly, having a vision for a way out is ultimately, you know, what landed Wisconsin in one of the, you know, better places relative to other states post-pandemic. I'm proud to have been able to travel to help chart that course, to sit down, you know, with the governor many instances and going on TV, doing the cable news hits, talking about how Wisconsin was going to successfully rebound and weather this storm. Of course, nobody got it perfect. No state got it perfect, but I'm proud of what we've been able to do.
What do you do? I mean,
small businesses, you know, across Wisconsin, many which would have closed their doors. Unfortunately, some did close their doors, and some are still dealing with the impacts of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
But we showed up and we listened before anything else. So having a leader, a governor especially, who's ready to stand up and fight in this moment is critical. It is necessary. We have an out of control president. We have a Congress, a Senate that has been less than responsive to the needs of people. What we do have is state level leadership and resistance to this tyranny. But more than that, you have to have a governor with the vision, the leadership, and the experience. And, you know, I a lot of respect everybody who's in this race, crowded primary, strong, healthy signal of democracy.
Yeah.
But I am proud to have the experience that is unique to this race.
Yes.
In showing up in the most difficult and challenging moments that we've ever been through, and having been a part of putting together a plan to see us through. And as we find ourselves in another moment that also feels impossible, I am telling you that we can come out on the other side stronger than before. It will not be easy. It will not be fun. But the work will be necessary. And I'm proud to have been a part of that work. And I am telling you now, if you are listening, if you are watching, this is not about governing as an individual. Yeah. This is about taking into account the cries of folks who are in communities who feel afraid. It is about taking into account the real lived experience of people who are spending more money on everything, who have very little left just to survive. This is about the folks who are tired of having their lives dictated by the whims of billionaires, people who have done nothing to improve quality of life for anyone else besides padding their own pockets, increasing their wealth. And the president has led the charge on this, increasing his own personal wealth by almost $1.5 billion that we know about
in a year.
In a year as president.
Yeah.
He has done the bidding to serve his own interests, large corporations who have made our lives more difficult. This is a moment for working people to stand up.
Yeah.
This is a moment for people who have lived a difficult and challenging life to be able to have their voices heard. This is about bringing voice to the voiceless. I bring not just my experience in elected office as a lieutenant governor or a legislator. This is my personal experience. Having grown up in the community where I was born, attended the schools that I have attended, having lost the friends that I have lost, whether it was to gun violence, whether it was addiction, or other unfortunate circumstances, having dealt with the impacts of an uncertain economy myself back in 2009. I once got laid off from a job that was to help people find jobs.
Oh, really?
I know how difficult things can be. I still have my food stamp card. I've been on every type of assistance available as an adult who had the rug snatched from underneath him. And that's why I fight so hard for individuals who have gone through tough times and families and communities who continue to see divestment and who continue to be left behind. This is the moment for us all to be able to get the support we need so that we can get a leg up and we restore power to the people and bring back opportunity to every single community in Wisconsin, urban, suburban, and rural alike.
Well, I think, you know, there was an article, it was during COVID that really sticks out. And it talks about how, you know, Trumpism survives. Well, it doesn't survive. It like festers. Except when it's facing something that is universally true that it cannot dispute, like COVID, mm-hmm. or like this, like violence here in by ICE agents and all that stuff. So just telling the truth is a great place to start, you know? We're talking with former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and we're going to get into the race for governor here coming right up. Stick around.